This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. A Russian convoy that the Kremlin claims carries only humanitarian aid may finally be allowed to cross the border into eastern Ukraine this weekend if a Red Cross brokered deal holds. Officials in Kiev have refused to let the convoy enter Ukraine without strict international supervision. They and many Western officials contend that the Russians may try to use the convoy to resupply separatist fighters. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports from eastern Ukraine that the war is taking a heavy toll on residents of Luhansk, which remains in rebel hands.
A dozen frightened Luhansk residents arrive on a bus here in the nearby Ukrainian-controlled town of Shastia, which means happiness. Soldiers inspect their passports and search their luggage in the sweltering heat. Suddenly, Ukrainian missiles are fired a few hundred feet from where the group is standing. One elderly man wails, "There isn't even calm here." Fellow traveler Olga Makhno is so used to such booms that she doesn't flinch. The 35-year-old kindergarten teacher says she cares only about one thing, getting to her family, which has taken shelter nearby. Zhandan Tumer, who arrived in Shastia 2 days ago, has a similar desperate wish to find his 9-month pregnant wife and their 2-year-old, who are visiting her parents in Luhansk. The 33-year-old says he hasn't been able to get through on the phone to them for 15 days. He flew here from the Kyrgyz Republic to go to Luhansk and search for them.
I'm just trying to go there with some taxis, but they don't even want to go with me.
Tumer, who is Turkish, says the drivers refuse to take him into Luhansk because he has a foreign passport and they fear the rebels will arrest them. The frantic civil engineer says he worries his family is dead.
So we are waiting, just we don't have any chance.
In Luhansk, those who aren't dead are fleeing by the thousands, either east into Russia or west to Ukrainian-controlled areas where there are refugee transit centers, like this tent complex on the outskirts of Svatovo, some 3 hours north. The 14 children who've sought shelter here quickly put the war behind them and play in the river that runs alongside the camp. But the adults don't find it so easy. Galina Holushkova breaks down and is comforted by a male neighbor when talking about Luhansk, where 250,000 people are said to be living without water and electricity while dodging the war. The elderly woman holds up a bottle of drops and box of cigarettes and says they are the only things that give her comfort anymore. Holushkova adds, "Tell people we want this hell to stop." The Luhansk neighbor trying to calm her is Vladimir Gerasimov. The 28-year-old electrician says he fears his parents are dead because he lost contact with them a week ago. Gerasimov adds whoever is still alive in Luhansk is in dire need of food and water. He said he's heard nothing about Russian or Ukrainian convoys. Before dawn on Friday, one of 3 Ukrainian convoys rolled into the eastern city of Starobelsk. It nevertheless can take weeks for supplies to reach recaptured cities like Lysychansk. Yesterday afternoon, Ukrainian aid was handed out to an impatient crowd there. A Ukrainian soldier shouts at those gathered to form a single line so that everyone can be served. Most of the people here ignore him, grabbing as many of the wilting vegetables and large bottles of water as they could. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News.